Good day, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, What's New with Tivoli Storage Management on System Z. Today's call teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. Today's teleconference is also being recorded. In this conference, you'll learn about all the new capabilities recently added to the Tivoli System Z storage portfolio to give the storage administrator more visibility into this complex storage environment. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker today, Kevin Hosozawa, Tivoli System Z Storage Management Product Manager, IBM Software Group. Please.
Thank you. As mentioned, my name is Kevin Hosozawa. I am a Tivoli Z Storage Product Manager. My responsibilities really are to support and manage the Tivoli Z Storage portfolio of products. Today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what's new in the Tivoli Storage Management portfolio on System Z. So our presentation today, what I'll do is I'll go over, first of all, some of the challenges that we see out in the industry. Also, then go through and talk a little bit about our Z Storage solutions that we have available, followed by ways of leveraging the technology to help you out in Z Storage Management arena. And finally, what's new and some of the future areas that we are looking at. So with that, let's move over to slide 2. That's called Tivoli Z Storage Solution Can Increase Productivity and Reduce Costs and Foster Synergy. So we've spent a lot of time talking to customers about what are their typical type of problems. And when we really start boiling it down, what we are able to do is identify what I would say are the three common most reasons or challenges that customers face. So let's start with the one on the upper left-hand side, which is simplifying the management of multi-vendor storage environments. And really what they're saying here is that visibility into the storage environment. Typically, you have environments that have a lot of different hardware out there. In doing so, a lot of times what happens is there are a lot of disparate tools, a lot of different ways of trying to identify a problem, isolating a problem, and finally correcting the problem. This is not limited only to just the hardware, but if you think about the software side of the house also, having so many different disparate tools to work with can also be very difficult, and then sometimes a challenge just getting your arms around all of them. The second customer challenge, if you break things down into an area, is relatively broad, is minimizing outages and managing changes in the storage environment. That covers a lot. When we talk about minimizing outages, what we're doing really is trying to look at what are the outages that occurs that can cause a lot of costs and delays in processing. Again, that's what most data center and storage management areas try to keep under control. It's very difficult at times with the changes that happen in the environment. You're always moving data around, moving storage groups around, a whole bunch of different changes that on a day-to-day basis occur in every storage environment out there. And then finally, the other category of challenges that customers have identified is declining staff, skills, and budgets. Of course, there's a lot of skilled storage administrators out there, but there are also new blood getting put into positions of storage management that are always happening. Of course, where everybody is tasked with trying to do more with less money in terms of budgets. I don't know too many budgets that increase. It's typically decreasing budgets and having to handle much more data out there. We believe that there are certain common things that we can do in order to help you in this area, and that's really overcoming some of the challenges. So one of the ways that we see being able to overcome challenges is to have a common set of tools across many storage systems. So really what that means is having the capabilities of utilizing a tool set that has a common look and feel that allows you to navigate quickly from different areas of what you're doing, such as monitoring and managing your environment. Being able to have that common tool set allows you basically to be able to learn how to use one tool and do multiple functions. Also, one of the things that we see in this particular area is being able to look at hardware, but also look at hardware in different ways. You could look at it from a physical view, which means looking at it from a device point of view, where you might be looking at RAID rank information that is very specific to a vendor, that type of information, or you can look at things through a logical view, such as volume, such as being able to understand what the ZOS operating system is actually seeing. So typically at VolSeer levels and things like that, you want to have flexibility in doing both. Another area is having tailored alerts and automation of tasks and pre-planned corrective actions that you can leverage in your environment. Again, the type of alerts that typically we see out in the field are nothing more than thresholds that are being broached. Being able to have the capability of creating some very smart, sophisticated alerts that are customized to your environment is very key if you want to look at being able to do things such as leverage automation or, for that matter, have corrective actions that you're going to leverage against the alerts that come along. And then finally, when it comes to overcoming some of these challenges, another area is really a comprehensive enterprise-wide view of storage and an infrastructure that supports resource management, risk mitigation, cost savings, and compliance. And what that really means is being able to utilize the tools that you have out there so that you can have different views of your storage environment. Being able to be very flexible in the type of views that you see, also the type of areas that you decide that you want to monitor. These are all areas that really help you to become much more efficient in the type of work you do, and also allows you to very quickly identify a problem and correct the problem. Identify, isolate, and correct the problem. So with that, let's go ahead and move on to slide 3. The title is IBM Tivoli System Z Storage Solution Leading Edge. If you take a look at the graphic on the right-hand side of the slide, what you'll see are what we call the different disciplines that are key in storage management. Most areas, what you'll see, are areas that concern taking a look at the workload that is running through the system. Being able to look at things from an application point of view is very important. Resource views are also very important, looking at disk, solid-state devices if you have. Being able to understand what's going on in terms of space and allocation. Another one. Also considered in the area of storage management are tape resources. Of course, you got to be very careful and very diligent on making sure that if there is certain types of problems that may occur, that these problems are going to be able to be recovered from, and disaster recovery is on everybody's minds right now. Another area is your catalog environment as a whole. If you've ever had any type of problem with the catalog, you know how painful it can be to try and recover from that type of problem. And then finally, you utilize many different tools to manage the data that's on your devices. And typically that would be HSM, DFDSS, ICKDSS. Any one of these things are very crucial to the storage management staff. So these are the key disciplines that the IBM Tivoli storage solutions provide for you. We believe that we can provide unmatched breadth and depth of ZOS storage management capabilities. when it comes to things such as monitoring, being able to look at an application, see exactly how that application or address space running on ZOS, what are the services that are being provided to the data sets that that address space is touching, knowing the response time at a data set level, being able to look at availability, being able to see whether or not your storage groups might have availability problems in terms of space or at the volume level or even at the data set level. Also things such as looking at your tape environment and understanding the tapes that are being mounted, what are the mount times that are going on. We can provide a very wide breadth of management capabilities in the area of GASB, in the area of tape, in the aspect of both performance and availability. Another powerful feature that comes along with our solution suite is the ability to integrate all of the individual products that make up our Tivoli ZStorage solution, integrate utilizing a specific technology such that you can do things such as put information up about an application and also have information in there in regard to the space that is being used by it, whether or not there's information needed about backup, all of these types of pieces of information coming from all the different disciplines of ZStorage management can be put up on a single workspace. But not only that, you have the capabilities of being able to move from one product to the other product seamlessly. Again, leveraging that common interface such that whether or not you're looking at something such as DASB or looking at something such as the HSM control data sets or HSM's maintenance runs from last night or backups or catalog information, all that can be linked dynamically such that if I'm looking at a particular volume and I see that there's a space problem and I realize that there's a catalog on that particular volume, I might want to take a look very quickly at the catalog and understand what's going on with that user catalog and maybe it needs to take an extent. I can very quickly move from something such as the Megamonic C for storage into advanced catalog management and be able to not even realize I'm moving from one product to the other product in order to get more detailed information about the catalog, at which time I could either take corrective actions, then go back into the Omega Monarch C for storage product and just verify that everything is okay. Again, it's a very powerful capability in terms of being able to integrate the tools you use in terms of affecting the efficiency in which you can identify a problem, isolate the problem, and fix it. Another area that we believe is very strong is the ability to, again, in a heterogeneous environment, be able to look at the hardware and the software that's running on there. Again, looking at the physical views of devices you have out there, as well as taking a look at the logical views. One of the things that you might not realize, but if you've ever had a problem with a physical disk, trying to isolate and identify all the logical volumes that may be residing on that physical disk might take you having to run a mapper. How long might that take, depending on whether or not you can do it yourself or you have to call a CE? It could take a while. But if you have a problem with that physical disk, you can very quickly, with our solutions, in a matter of two clicks of a mouse, be able to tell all the logical volumes that are residing on that physical disk, hence allowing you to be able to kind of identify other suspected volumes that might start to incur a problem. We provide in our solutions the capabilities of having some very intelligent alerts. And these intelligent alerts we call situations. Being able to utilize an intelligent alert really means having an alert that is tailored to a very specific incident that might be occurring in your environment. And a lot of times when you start looking at things like a data center, I've walked into many data centers where I've looked up and I've seen a red light, and I've asked them, why do you have that alert up there? And the typical answer I get, if there isn't a fire going on, is, well, that's always red. Just ignore it. The philosophy behind this here is you want to make sure that every alert that you have is something that is really a problem. Don't be desensitized to an alert. If you have the capabilities of creating an intelligent alert that is tailored to your environment, you know when that alert happens, there is a problem. Not only that, though, an intelligent alert is mandatory if you're thinking about being able to associate automated problem responses to that particular alert. Again, you don't want to leverage automation against just anything. You want to make sure that when you automate something, that it's going to do exactly what it's supposed to do for the situation that exactly is occurring. This is also very key to being able to, quote, manage by exception. Everybody's environment is just exploding and becoming bigger and bigger. And the days of understanding every single volume you have out there and all the data sets that are residing on those volumes are long gone. Nobody has that kind of time anymore. What can you do to make it more efficient in the way you manage your environment? Manage by exceptions, understanding your environment, seeing what's going on. These are all very important aspects on becoming much more efficient in the way you manage your area. Another area that we believe we bring a lot of value to the table with is in terms of resource consumption and just saving costs. Being able to reduce resource consumption, whether or not it's doing backups, because certain things such as our advanced backup and recovery capability allows you to leverage something such as fast replicate, which means that you're alleviating CPU usage because you're allowing the controller to do more work. Again, this is something that from a cost benefit becomes a real big savings. Think about how much time you spend doing backups for disaster recovery. Other areas in terms of reducing costs, being able to turn around and look at the kind of problems that you might have in your HSM environment, being able to reduce the type of problems that you have when it comes to errors that are occurring in your HSM environment, which are all costly, and they add up when you get more and more errors. Being able to run an audit, typically audits take quite a bit of time depending on the size of your HSM environment. So being able to reduce that window in which you're doing audits automatically allows you to save cost. Things such as being able to do reorgs to catalogs, that's downtime, that's also cost. Increasing the cost because the downtime associated to reorging a catalog. Think about what you could save if you could reorg that catalog while it was open. So all different value propositions when you start looking at capabilities of what this product suite can do for you. Another area is increase the efficiency of staff productivity. Being able to, again, utilize the common interface, leverage the tools around that you have. These are all very strong capabilities out there in terms of becoming much more efficient. And I'll talk in the next couple of bullets about efficiency across your IT management enterprise. Another area that we think might help is to help reduce the dependency on gurus. I know we have a very skilled set of storage administrators out there, but not everybody understands storage. Storage is a little different animal. There's not a lot of people that do, and when it gets into certain type of problems, there's not a lot of people that know how to fix these problems. But if you could take information from a problem and be able to associate that information on how to fix that problem with an alert, you now have the capability of at least being able to transfer some knowledge over. Whether or not that knowledge is how to fix the problem or is a matter of who to contact, who is the right people to talk to, what is the right procedures that you have to go through. This is all something that we allow you to be able to do. Again, just being able to transfer knowledge is power in itself. Finally, what I was talking about again was utilizing a common interface, and really I'm talking about staff efficiency. I don't know how many environments out there but it's prevalent. Everybody has silos out there still. And when you think about it, storage is one area that is common regardless in any environment. It's where you keep your data. Doesn't matter if you're running ZOS or if you're running Kix, DB2, IMS, you all have to put data down onto DASD. But yet, when there's a problem, what happens? 90% of the time what I see is a war room. Everybody gets a call. First the problem call comes in, and then everybody gets a call from operations saying, is it your area? Is it your area? Is it your area? If you have the capability of taking information and creating a composite alert that contains information from multiple areas, including storage, you now have the capability of, when a problem does occur, to be able to isolate exactly where that problem is. That is so powerful and so key to be able to really maximize the efficiency of your staff. So again, when it comes to our Tivoli Z-Storage Management solution, we believe we are leading edge in the type of capabilities and value that we bring to the table. We are always looking to increase productivity, reduce costs, and foster synergy within your organization. So let's go on to the next slide, slide 4. So this slide is titled Tivoli Z-Storage Integration Unmatched Capability. On the right-hand side of the graphic, what you see is the red boxes that are built on top of the gray boxes. Typically, when people think about IBM storage, what they think about is either hardware, or they're thinking about HSM, DFDSS, RMM, DSS, these type of things. The Tivoli products in red above are built specifically to help you manage your environment, automate your environment, and be able to really look at availability and performance of your environment, making sure that everything is running well, and if not, being able to correct them. So if we look at the middle box, what you see is Megamon XE for storage on ZOS. That particular product is what we believe is considered the cornerstone tool in a storage management toolkit box. The reason for that is the Omegamon XE for storage product provides a wide breadth of performance availability information in regard to storage disk or tape devices, as well as looking at applications, as well as a little bit in terms of real-time HSMQ information and some SMS construct information. But a very wide breadth of capability that's typically utilized with the day-to-day storage management functions that go along today. We provide a toolkit that also has the capabilities of issuing HSM DFDSS, ICK DSS, IDCAMs or RMM commands, as well as being able to generate JCL, regardless of what you want to execute with that JCL. Right above to the left side, what you see is another one of our offerings, which is the advanced reporting for HSM. And this particular product really provides you the capability of taking a look at your HSM environment in a deep dive fashion. Anything from looking at the type of mismatches that you might have in your environment to being able to also manage on a day-to-day basis what's going on with HSM, looking at the evening maintenance cycles that are running. If you've ever had to look through logs, you realize how tedious and how time-consuming something like that would be. We can provide a lot to help you out in that area. Right below that red box in the middle, left side, you'll see the advanced audit for HSM offering that we have. An advanced audit for HSM allows you to do things such as audit your control data sets. If you've ever done an audit, you realize how long it takes. We can provide for you reducing that window very much so, being able to look at reorging the CDSs while HSM is still up and available. We also have the ability to provide, I guess what I would call, financial numbers to certain things so that when you're doing maintenance or when you're doing things such as audit, you can put a financial value on what it costs, basically, because you're running into some of these issues. But not only that, we can correct things, not only within the control data set, but also within the tapes. And on the lower left-hand side, the next product and offering we have is something called Advanced Catalog Management. Again, if you've ever had a catalog problem, you realize how painful it could be. Utilizing this particular offering, we provide you the capability of being able to make sure and ensure that you have backups that are also be able to recover, utilizing those backups for your catalog environment. Not only that, we can provide you capabilities such as being able to reorg the catalog while it's open, thus minimizing downtime and maximizing your costs. So now let's go ahead and just take a quick look at the product in the top of the bigger box in the middle, which is Advanced Backup and Recovery. Again, Advanced Backup and Recovery is our disaster recovery solution. I know there are all sorts of forms of disaster recovery out there. Mirroring is one way, but point in time is also very crucial because you could utilize mirroring, but guess what? If there's a corrupt file, guess what gets mirrored? That corrupt file. There are very appropriate times that you have to do point in time backups. Being able to do so and identifying all the data sets that your application is touching is one value that we bring to the table here, as well as being able to, again, utilize fast replicate as opposed to just burning cycles on a CPU. On the upper right-hand corner, what you see there is the Advanced Allocation Management offering. That particular offering allows you to basically address X37s that might be occurring, any type of out-of-space ABAN that is occurring. We can corrective actions to make sure you don't take that ABAN. But not only that, we also address being able to be proactive, very flexible on being able to not only address a problem after it occurred, but also avoid a problem before it occurs. And then right below that, we have the Automated Tape Allocation Manager. If we are talking about tape resources, being able to share a tape device between SysPlex environments is very key. Also, just below that offering, we have the Tivoli Tape Optimizer, which allows you to stack tapes in an RNN environment so that you're taking and maximizing your tape resources in that area. So when we think about what the Tivoli vSTorage portfolio can provide for you, we are also looking at what are some of the differentiators that we believe we bring to the table. And again, the seamless integration not only between the vSTorage products, but outside the vSTorage products with other areas, such as other OmegaMons, so that you can integrate information coming from ZOS, CICS, IMS, DB2 networks, even things such as ITM for your distributed environments, such as the operating systems, information with Unix, Linux, NT, application information coming from ITCAM, even network information coming from NetView or SA. That integration, that technology that is used to integrate really is seamless between all these products. Again, allowing you to leverage all the tools in order to be able to manage your environment more efficiently. I think not only the OmegaMons and ITCAM areas, but the Tivoli vSTorage product suite as a whole really focuses on being able to look at workloads. But in particular, we have an application view that will show you every single data set that that particular address space is touching, and even down to information about what the response time for those data sets are. So you can see the volume that those data sets reside on. You could look at the data sets themselves, and the response time can be broken down into the four components of response time. Very detailed, very real-time application information. Very critical when you're looking at monitoring your loved ones. We also provide situations. As I said, situations are very sophisticated alerts, allowing you to be able to manage by exception and really do so in a very accurate fashion. We have the best in class when it comes to HSM reporting, audit, and correction capabilities, allowing you a lot of flexibility as well as a lot of buyback when it comes to taking a look at fixing problems and correcting errors that occur. Our allocation management capabilities allow you not only to do corrective actions for space problems, but really start looking at preventative functions, allowing you to be more proactive in not occurring certain types of space problems and admins. And our backup and recovery capabilities that utilize fast replication really are looking at how we are leveraging technologies today to help you in terms of minimizing costs, in terms of reducing resource utilization, offloading that CPU cycle onto the smart hardware you have out there with your controllers. So we believe we have a very strong capability when it comes to vStorage management. And it's surprising. I talk to so many people, not a lot of people realize what a full breadth of capabilities and depth of capabilities the Tivoli vStorage solution can provide for you. So let's move on to the next slide, slide 5. I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about ways to leverage the technologies and to help you out in terms of maximizing efficiencies and so forth. So this slide is titled Focus, Visibility, and Control to Key Areas, Maximizing Efficiency. As I've spoken before, being able to manage by exception is very key to monitoring large environments. Again, you cannot waste time just sitting there looking for problems to occur. You need to know when a problem is about to occur before you get that phone call. You want to be proactive, but you have to be capable of having some very sophisticated alerting. The situations that you can create utilize Boolean logic that allows you to basically be able to create a very accurate alert. And why that's important is because one of the ways that you could look at maximizing your efficiency is being able to leverage something such as a take action across something that fires such as a situation. So if you think about it, the capability of being able to get alert and in machine time be able to at least instigate or start processes or actions that are to correct that problem can really maximize the efficiency and cut down the time that it takes to get to problem resolution. Being able to turn around, and if you look at the graphics up here, what you'll notice is on the upper right-hand side, there's something called a take action. That take action will allow you to be able to very quickly, from an alert, automatically or manually issue commands, touch a script that will allow automation to occur, or in the very near future, be able to have the toolkit functions such as HSM DSDSS, IDCAM, ICK DSF, RMM, or even Batch JCL automatically go out and do certain things. Again, what is key to that is something that's called a situation. So that is one way of really looking at how you could maximize or at least try and get more efficient in the way you address problems. Let's go on to the next slide, slide 6. So slide 6 is effective problem identification reduces costs. In here, what I really just want to say is that when it comes to utilizing situations, which is an intelligent alert, you can leverage something called Boolean logic such that if you have a problem, that alert will be consisting of, an example would be, if this particular storage group is running into problems and this particular space problem might be associated with these volumes, or during this time, then give me alert, otherwise not. You could have up to 10 decision points in a single situation that will allow you to get very, very accurate on the type of alert that you get. And you want to leverage that. You want to be very specific on the number of situations you build and not just create them for everything in the world, because then you're going to end up having the end user be desensitized to that. But create some very specific ones, the top 5, the top 10 type of problems that commonly occur, that you typically know exactly how to fix those problems, such that when you leverage that situation and that situation fires, I can then go ahead and, with the take action, automatically start the process, or for that matter, go into corrective mode right off the bat. Again, being able to reduce that outage time really is a matter of helping reduce costs that are associated to that outage time, and really also addressing some of the effectiveness in being able to address that problem. Again, situations are very, very sophisticated, easy to set up, and well worth doing. Let's move on to the next slide, slide 7. Fostering teamwork and efficiency. This really is a matter of breaking down silos. Again, one of the key aspects about this particular technology, which is called the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, allows you basically to integrate information not only within the Z storage management tools coming from Tivoli, because all of these tools utilize the same technology. But this can be extended out to things such as Omegamon XE for CICS, for ZOS, any of the Omegamons for MQ or messaging. Wow, even the distributed areas such as ITM, as mentioned before, or ITCAM for the applications. But think of this scenario where you might be looking at a CICS region through the Omegamon XE for CICS product. That region might be utilizing vSAM RLS, and that region may start to be experiencing some problems. You'll see it come up in the Omegamon CICS, maybe in the form of response times slowing down. That might be an indicator for you to turn around and dive down into the CICS monitor a little bit more. And ultimately, what you'll see is, oh, there might be a problem with vSAM RLS, but the Omegamon CICS product doesn't provide much more detailed information. I could then link over to Omegamon XE for storage and be able to look at vSAM RLS structures and see what's going on exactly. Again, something like that may have taken more than a few minutes. It could even take up to an hour to really try and figure out what that problem was. But by having this integrated capability, I'm allowing things such as information coming from the CICS side and information coming from the ZOS storage side to get together much more quickly to be able to determine and isolate where that problem is. What might have taken a war room call was something that can now be done via the technology and the tools. Cross silos, being able to share information, is very key to being able to break down these silos that have occurred throughout the years, starting way back in the 70s, on how management is perceived in terms of the IT environment. Utilize those synergies, being able to foster that synergy between groups can pay you off tenfold just in being able to become much more efficient and quick in responding to problems. Let's move on to the next slide, slide 8. I wanted to, on this slide, really talk about the enterprise-wide storage capabilities that come along with our Z storage management solution. Really, this is a matter of looking at ZOS information and distributed information and being able to provide you an end-to-end management capability. With the technologies that we talked about today, things such as being able to create views across the enterprise that span both ZOS and distributed are capable of being done right now. So you can integrate information across the board that allows you to basically become much more efficient and capable of seeing what's going on at the enterprise level. Because we all have applications now and workloads that don't just sit on Z, don't just sit on distributed, but require knowing what's going on both sides. Typically, when we talk to storage administrators out there, we're hearing more and more exactly how important this type of view and capability is. A lot of ZOS storage administrators are now tasked with having to manage the distributed area, or at least understand and know some of the things that are going on. What's surprising is things such as TSM and TPC, which are the Tivoli offerings on the distributed storage side, utilize the technology called TEP that allows you now to integrate information coming from those products along with information coming from OmegaMon XE for storage or any one of the advanced products, which all utilize the same technology in creating a single workspace. So you can do things such as being able to look at cross-platform backups to make sure that the application that's running out there that touches both data sets and files has backups that you can go to that are done at the appropriate window and time. You can also look at monitoring just the configuration out there, the performance. Are there any type of bottlenecks? Where might they be that might be occurring? Especially with the hardware technology today, you have multiple systems accessing the same drive. A very complicated environment now. You need to be able to see both sides of the house. And on the bottom of the slide, what you'll see is the link that you should be able to download, which is a white paper that discusses this topic a little bit more in detail. Hopefully you'll find that very helpful, and hopefully you'll be able to see how important this type of capability is. So let's move on to slide 9. Slide 9 is now getting into what's new with our Tivoli System Z storage portfolio today. In 2012, we've had 5 different releases of product, and we are coming out with what we call an interim feature for the OmegaMon product on the existing version of the product. A lot of activity in this area. We are very serious about trying to be able to bring as much value to the table for our user base here. In February of this year, Advanced Reporting and Management went GA in that version 2.4. Couple of things, highlights that I'll point out here. One is detailed cost analysis, allowing you basically to take a look and apply a certain cost on what are the issues out there and how much it may be costing you by not fixing these issues. Allowing you basically to utilize the product to manage your HSM environment and get rid of some of the issues and problems. We also now give you the capabilities of doing maintenance to the controlled data sets in HSM while the HSM task is still available. In August of this year, Advanced Catalog version 2.4 went GA, and what we allowed you to do here is expand tracking of the catalog backup by different tools, giving you much more flexibility in what you utilize in order to do the backups of the catalogs. In September this year, we also came out with Advanced Backup and Recovery version 2.3. In that area, I think one of the big things was the leveraging of fast replication now, really allowing you to eliminate some of the CPU overhead and taking that resource consumption away and basically taking that function and allowing the controller to do much more of the work. Also, there's a lot of ease-of-use features that were provided with that, as well as additional backup utility support. Again, not only usability but flexibility of the product. Also, in October of this year, Advanced Allocation Management version 3.2 came out. We've had multiple requests, and what we did was we looked at how can we make this much more easier and flexible to use. Again, allowing you a bunch of different filtering capabilities now to make it much more flexible in your environment. Also in October, the Advanced Audit for HSM became available, version 2.4. In that, one of the things that we really did do was take a look at being able to rebuild HSM managed tape. So not only do you have the capabilities of doing audits and reducing the time it takes to do audits, but also from recovering errors that you might have in the tape area of your HSM, as well as being able to do things such as new auditing reports. The next one is Omegamon XE for Storage, version 4.20. We are providing three new enhancements in the area of new features. What we're doing is we're providing actioning capabilities from a situation for the toolkit, and we are expanding our hardware support. We always provide the logical support of any device that is jammed into the ZOS operating system, but now we are expanding some of the hardware support, meaning the back-end information of some of the devices. We continue to enhance all these products as well as all the host suite based upon customer-driven input, which really means that it's important that if there are enhancements to the product, that you get them into the system, because we spend a lot of time reviewing those and trying to make sure that we can provide the best that we can for each one of these products. Let's move on to the next slide. I think when it comes to a future outlook, it's very important for us in terms of storage management here at Tivoli to be able to focus on what is happening in the future. We will continue to focus on enterprise-level storage and how we can integrate in that particular arena. We're also looking at, like I said, all the enhancement requests that we get in, because that is driving us. We believe that hearing from you, providing value that you're asking for, is the right areas that we need to invest in these products. We are also looking at increasing integration with IBM ZOS storage components. And what I mean by that is not only the Tivoli integration, but the IBM storage technologies out there. We continue to look at time to value and total cost of ownership, not only of our software, but also of your environment and of your IL subsystem configuration. We're also looking at improving hardware software resource utilization in there. If there's any way that we could cut down on resource utilization, we look for ways to do so, again, saving you money. And also, a very key aspect that was a theme throughout this presentation was looking at how you could maximize your efficiency, not only with storage management functions, but your whole data center. With that, I'd like to go to slide 11, which really is, I guess, what I would consider just a heads up. One of the premier IBM events are occurring on March 4th of 2012 through March 7th of 2012 at Las Vegas. It's called Pulse. At Pulse, we go through all, we have sessions and customer sessions that are based on, again, knowledge transfer in multiple areas. If you'd like, please go ahead and take a look at the website link below, and hopefully I'll see you at Pulse. And with that, slide 12, I'd just like to say thank you for your time. I hope you found this to be somewhat informative and hopefully brought some curiosity to the table for you to ask questions. By all means, if you do have a question, you have my email address on the title slide. Please feel free to send me an email. And with that, I'd again like to thank you and pass it back over to the operator. Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us. We do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate today, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question today, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for a moment. For our second question today, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? At the right level, press star 1. Not technical enough, press star 2. More technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause. Our third question today, are you currently using a Tivoli System Z storage management solution? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. We hope that you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving information on this solution. If yes, press star 1. If no information is desired at this time, press star 2. And that concludes our survey today. Thank you again for participating. Now let's move to your questions. To ask a question today, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. Again, for a question, it's star 1. And we'll pause for a moment. And as a reminder today, that is star 1 for questions. And again, we'll pause. And with no questions in our queue, Mr. Hosozawa, I'd like to turn things back over to you for any closing comments today.
Great. Thank you, Holly. I guess I'd just like to say again, thank you everybody for the time, I hope you did find some information of value to you. And as always, if there are any questions, please feel free to contact me via the email address on the title slide. With that, thank you. Hope everybody has a great day, and hopefully I'll be hearing from you soon. Thanks.
That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you again for participating and enjoy your day.